Welcome to the Left Brain Artist Podcast. I'm Suzanne Redmond. This week, I interviewed Robin Marie Smith, who has had a long career creating art and helping artists with their technical skills. One of the things she talked about was writing articles for Somerset Studio Magazine. Actually, quite a few of the artists I've interviewed have mentioned that they've written articles for that magazine, as well as Cloth Paper Scissors Magazine and others. Writing articles about your latest artwork or technique is a great way to make a little extra money, but it's an even greater way to get your name known on a national scale. If you choose the right magazine, one that fits your style of art, this can be great for you too. The first thing you want to do is find a suitable publication. You can do this by buying a few at the bookstore and going through them to see if your artwork would work in that magazine. While you want your art to be similar to what they publish, you'll also want to make sure that they haven't already published a technique article that is close to the technique you'd like to describe. That can only be done by looking through a few back issues. You want to make sure that they haven't just done an article on how to bind a book of watercolors or how to use stencils in a journal page. You want your technique to be unique and interesting and potentially liked by a lot of readers. A few publications I can recommend are all the magazines under the Stampington umbrella, which includes Somerset Studio Magazine. They have many other publications, so look for the complete list to see what would be best for your article. Somerset Studio is suited for paper arts, painting, stamping, and collage. Other titles include Art Quilting Studio, Bel Amour Jewelry, Art Journaling, and Willow and Sage. Cloth Paper Scissors is published by F&W. They also publish a bunch of other magazines. You might want to look at Lapidary Journal Jewelry Artist, Hand Woven, Beadwork, and Quilting. Magazines by other publishers include Watercolor Artist, Pastel Journal, American Craft, and Handmade Business. The next thing you want to do is come up with your story idea. Often these magazines like project-based technique stories. Think of a technique you do for your art that is original and not copied from another artist or a class that you've taken. Think about the materials you use, the tools you need, and what steps you take to make the item. You want the technique to be new to others, or at least your twist to it should be new. Again, take the time to look at recent issues to see if they've already published an article like that. For example, paint pouring techniques on canvases or wood or tile are very popular right now. But have others already written articles about the technique? Well, you'll have to do a little research and find out. One more thing to consider when submitting an article. Magazines secure their articles way ahead of their publishing date, so think about that when making your submission. You don't want to submit an article suggestion about Christmas-themed artwork in November, because by then, they're really thinking about late spring and possibly summer issues. Look at their submission guidelines to see how far ahead they want things. They may even have themes picked out for their issues, and you'll want to submit something that matches the theme. Look online at the magazine's website for submission guidelines. It'll give you details of what type of article they want, what subjects, the length, and the deadlines. Now, let's talk about what you submit to magazines. You don't submit the whole article. What you're submitting is a proposal for an article, and that proposal is called a query letter. Research enough so that your query letter is written to the correct person. Use their first and last name rather than just saying, "Dear Editor." The query letter should really just be about a page long, and nowadays they're emailed to the editor. In the query letter, you'll be telling them the topic you'd like to write about and how long the article will be. You're also going to tell them how your technique is done and how it's different from other techniques. You also want to tell them about your experience as a writer. If you've taught a class using the technique you'd like to write about, include that. Once you've had other articles published, tell them about that. One other type of article found in magazines is the interview, maybe of an artist or a retreat owner. Check to see if the magazine accepts interview articles before submitting a query. Many magazines have their own in-house writers and don't use freelance writers for interview articles. My last tip when sending a query letter is, know that editors will Google you to see what you're like. If you're submitting an article about collage techniques, they're going to look at your website and your social media accounts to see if you've ever done anything with collage techniques. If they've never had any experience with you, they'll do a little research to make sure you're legit. So keep on posting photos of your artwork, talk about your techniques, and include photos from the classes that you teach. Okay, so let's say you've submitted a query letter and the magazine has said, yes, we'd love for you to write an article about what you proposed. At this point, they'll give you a deadline for your article and an exact length, which is usually a number of words, like 500 or 1,000. This is the part where you want to do exactly what they say. Do not be late in submitting your article. I'll say that again. Don't be late. A deadline is a deadline, and you want to be reliable so that they'll ask you to write another article. Keep it to the length they requested. Of course, it doesn't have to be the exact number of words, but make it pretty close. Your goal should be to have a long-term professional relationship with this editor and magazine, and you'll do that by being reliable, clear, and not annoying in all your communications with them. Did I just say not annoying? Yeah, I did. What I mean by that is, don't send them too many emails. Don't call them if all the communications has been through emails. And read the directions thoroughly so you're not asking them a question that is already answered in their submission guidelines. When they accept your proposal, they'll send you a contract and it'll tell you how much you'll be paid. They'll tell you the length of the article and its due date. They'll tell you how many photos they want and what quality. If you disagree or can't meet any of their requirements, now's the time to tell them. Don't wait until the deadline to say, nope, that's not enough money. I won't be writing this article. Now it's time to write the article. Of course, you'll be writing in your voice, but you do want your article to sound similar to their other articles. Not exactly, but you want your article to fit with their style. You'll want to make sure that all the steps for your technique are included in the right order and are clear. It helps if you let someone else read your steps and tell you if it makes sense to them. You'll want to include all the materials you used and the tools. Tell them the exact brand name of a material or tool if it's important and there are no substitutes. Otherwise, you can be generic and say something like blue paint and small paintbrush in your list. These magazines are filled with photos, and you need to submit good quality photos with your article. Make a few examples of the art using your technique and include those photos. Take photos of different steps of the process. The photos should be high resolution, and if you can't take good photos with your phone, you need to go back to using a real camera. The photos will be submitted electronically with your article. Sometimes a magazine may ask you to send the actual completed projects so that they can see them in person and take their own photos. Don't worry, they'll send them back when they're done. Just make sure you've insured and tracked the package when you mail it. When you turn in your article, you can also pitch a next article. But be specific and don't just say, "Let me know if you want another article." Tell them about a new technique you've learned and a project you've completed. If they like what they see with the first article, that'll increase the chance that they'll ask you to write another one. Here's one last tip I want to tell you about when submitting an article. Don't submit the same article proposal to multiple magazines. That's a surefire way to get an editor mad at you, and you may even be put on a list of writers that they won't use. Now, you can submit to multiple magazines, but make each one a different topic. And if one magazine rejects your idea, then and only then can you feel free to submit it to another magazine. I hope you consider writing articles for magazines. It's a great way to get known nationally, and that will help with your art sales and with filling your online or destination art classes. You may find that you enjoy writing, and you may find that it opens up other opportunities for you, like creating video classes for the magazine. Most magazines today are multimedia, and they offer all kinds of things in addition to the print issue, so see if you can get aboard with their other publications and offerings. I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Left Brain Artist. As always, if you like what you're hearing, leave me a review on iTunes. If you subscribe to this podcast, you'll get each episode downloaded free every week. This podcast is created and produced by me, Suzanne Redmond. The music I use is from Squire Tuck. You can find a list and link to all my podcast episodes on my website, SuzanneRedmond.com. I also include show notes on the website for each episode. Artist interviews come out every Wednesday, and I post photos of the artwork for every artist I've interviewed, as well as links to their websites. I'm Suzanne Redmond. See you next time.